This episode is sponsored by Cruise Planners, aka Dell's Travel Company. If you need to take a trip anywhere, whether it's in the country or out of the country, then Dell's Travel Company is for you. I myself used this service on my honeymoon, but it got me from Philadelphia to Manchester to Liverpool to London to Paris, all places I had no idea what to do when I was there, and I just followed my itinerary and I was all set. So if you want to find out more about this company, stay tuned to the middle of the episode to find out how to join his mailing list. This episode is also sponsored by Wolfpack Taxes. If you need your taxes done, but don't want to go to the store and get it done, well, Wolfpack Taxes is your guy. They offer virtual, so you can Netflix and chill and still get your taxes done while scrolling through to find something to watch. They'll probably finish your tax return before you find something to watch. If you're in the Philadelphia tri-state area, they do in-home visits. They offer the best service in the country, and their prices cannot be matched by the big guys. You can find them on all platforms at Wolfpack Taxes on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Or visit their website, wolfpacktaxes.com, and you can reach them at 267-334-5160 or email info@wolfpacktaxes.com.
Welcome to the BLT Podcast, episode 14. I'm your host, Brian, along with my host, Lou. Lou, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Happy to be back for another week of discussing all the things we watched.
Right. We've been chugging along pretty well. If you could, definitely like and subscribe and comment on things that we do. We'd really appreciate that, especially Lou's $20 challenge that he's dying to give money away, like anything for a good movie. So definitely help him out there because he... just giving away free money. It's definitely for the people.
I don't know if I'm happy about it. I'm just saying that I want to watch and discuss something that we actually both enjoy instead of, you know.
Yeah. I got to spice it up a little bit. You're actively trying to donate money to the people. That's what we're trying to get here. So this week, I know Lou was very busy with work. I was busy as well. So this might, I keep saying this often, like this could be a light episode. This actually might be that light episode. I think it might be because we didn't have time to watch a movie. Our main topic, we're going to talk about Marvel What If. That's like a 25-minute show. But hopefully next week we can really get back to like reviewing a movie. And also, Lou, I was looking this week, not a lot of options.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I mean, we might have to take our first trip to a movie theater.
Yeah. Hey, that might be worth it though.
You know, just walk in, pick a time. I mean, I'm totally down for walking in, picking time and like rolling dice to see, you know.
Like we just have it set time, just go to
see what's working. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it would be hard getting a seat. It's just like what's playing, I think would be.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. No, but I mean, if we can't decide, let's just go.
Yeah, that's fair. We've left other things up to chance on this podcast before.
That's true.
We can do it again. Flipping coins. Anytime we do this, people, I will document the coin flipping. Lou can call it out in the air. It'll be very legit. So Lou, I know like because you're flying a lot. Let's start with you because I know you have like a light watch load this week.
Right. So I started watching or finishing or talking. Having you talk about it last week inspired me to finish Mythic Quest season 2.
Okay, cool.
Because I actually stopped watching because they had to take a break because of COVID. So like episode 11 didn't come out like with the rest of them. So I actually didn't watch the final episode of last season. So I watched that and finished and plowed through season 2, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I didn't finish, but I just didn't have time this week. But I did watch like maybe 3 more, so I might be on like 6 or 7.
Okay. So I won't spoil too much, but if you're looking for a comedy show, like multicam comedy show that is very similar, in my opinion, to like something like Community, the humor, at least the jokes, I highly recommend Mythic Quest. There's a lot of characters in there that are hilarious. My big thing, Brian, and maybe we can talk about this next week, is they ended the show this season in a very awesome place.
Okay. Right?
To the point where I'm wondering what's going to happen in season three, if there's a season three. Now, that hasn't been – I was looking this up, you know, obviously after I got done finishing, is see if there is a season three. It hasn't been confirmed or denied yet.
Okay.
So Apple hasn't officially made a contract with the writers or the producers or whatever.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing is that Rob, the main actor in the from Always Sunny, is finishing up the last season, shooting the last season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So I think that he wants to finish that, get that contract over with, and then enter in negotiations for this one.
Okay.
Very I'm hoping. Yeah. I think the show is very successful. I think all the Apple shows are pretty much like a lot of them I saw had like a lot of like Emmy nominations, things like that. So including this one. So I'm hoping there's a season three because I like the show so much. But as far as like where they ended season two, it was in a very cool spot, like as far as like the characters were where you want them to be.
Right. Kind of.
So like if they were to do like a limited series, I would be happy with this finale. But I want season three.
Yeah, you're right. You want more, like a good spot. Yeah. You're greedy and you want more.
Yeah.
I want to just add something here. Because I think you, Lou, mentioned this last week. Like everyone has Apple TV, they're obsessing over Ted Lasso. So if you haven't watched this show, it's already at your fingertips. You just need to give it a chance. Like Mythic Quest. Like I think that so many people are just into Ted Lasso, which is totally fine. But you have the login, like check the show out if you have it, because it's very funny.
Right. And the other one I was meaning to see this week, so maybe we can talk about it next week, is I want to see Mr. Carson.
That could be on our list.
I think it's going to be a little depressing because it's going to hit home for, I think, a lot of people in our age group.
Okay.
Just about the premise of the show. But I think that's going to be another good show, too. I think what Apple is doing right now is instead of putting out quantity because they have so many other choices, they're putting out a lot of quality work. Like all of their shows are pretty good. You know, obviously, like I said, a lot of them, all the ones that have been released so far, I think have either at least gotten Emmy nominations. So, like I said, if you're looking for a reason to get Apple TV, if you haven't gotten it yet, and you want to check out Ted Lasso because of all the hype. First of all, as you know, Brian's not as enthused as Ted Lasso as I am. So I am a big Ted Lasso fan. And if you're looking for an excuse of trying to get it, check out Mythic Quest too. I think it's a top tier show that a lot of people who like Ted Lasso will enjoy.
Yeah. And like other things, like if The Servant is good and Defending Jacob, there's a lot of good shows on there. If you haven't watched them, like it's worth the subscription. Like I was on the fence about keeping it, Lou. I think I'm going to keep it.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, especially with like those two shows alone. And then all the new stuff they're coming out with those two new shows. And to be honest, what's the show with Jennifer Aniston? Good Morning.
The Morning Show.
Yeah. The Morning Show. I mean, I watched that, and that was obviously in a different realm than Ted Lasso and Mythic Quest, but like, it was a good show too. Like, there was a lot of interesting things like going on in that show. So, I mean,
there's a season two for that too. We talked about that.
I know there is a lot of streaming systems that you want to subscribe to and stuff, but to be honest, I mean, I got to put Apple TV right now with the original content at least over, you know, Amazon Prime and even, you know, even Netflix. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on Netflix, but as far as pumping out original content, I mean, I don't think their shows surpass, you know, Apple TV right now.
Hot take from Lou.
Hot take.
You're allowed to have hot takes, man. It's all right.
Yeah, no, I mean, seriously though, it's like the thing about Netflix is Netflix has a lot of content. So like, if you'll get to watch everything on Netflix eventually, because eventually it will come to Netflix, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It might be a little bit old. It might be a couple of years old, but, and that's why like Netflix has just a huge volume. You'll find something you like on Netflix just because there's a huge volume. But as far as like the original content they're pushing out, I mean, it's at, for me, it's fallen off a lot the last couple of years.
Okay.
Moving on to like what I watched, obviously watched the Ted Lasso episode this week, which was a little weird. I'm assuming it's because of COVID that they shot this at a weird time, but it was a Christmas episode in the middle of August, which was a little weird. Brian, did you watch it yet or haven't had a chance?
I did. I want you to guess what you thought. I thought of this episode.
You thought it was dumb, did not like it, and too much kid based.
I thought this episode was just eh. I don't like Christmas music, so
it was,
I don't like. I'm a Catholic. I grew up a Catholic. I had this stuff shoved down my throat for 30 years of my life. I just, Christmas music doesn't hit for me. I don't like it a lot at all. Like, where do you stand on Christmas music?
I love Christmas music.
Really?
I love Christmas music, dude.
Oh no.
Like,
all right.
I'm not one of those people that will play it like after Halloween, but I definitely think that after Thanksgiving, Christmas music is fair play to be
played. No, that is fair.
Right.
After Thanksgiving is very fair. Before that, not fair. Like,
yeah, I think it's a little excessive just because you don't want to have, it's like having cake, you know, it's like having birthday cake. Birthday cake is awesome. Once a year on your birthday,
yeah,
you don't want to have it like all year round. I would find that like you would find it annoying, or you get sick of it. You know that that's what I feel about Christmas. I will say that NSYNC Christmas, their Christmas album.
Oh well, of course that's a hit.
It's top 10. It's top 10 albums of all time.
Oh well, I'm not going to say that, but happy holidays, smoker. That's a smoker.
Yeah. So I mean, I love Christmas music. I like this episode. It's just a weird time to release it. It's not even like a Christmas in July type of
thing. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know.
I bet you I wouldn't be surprised if they shot it during like thinking that things would be back to normal in December and like this would be out and they would be able to get it out and just were like, well, we can't waste all this, you know, roll. Did it during the time. I don't know. It's just a weird time to have a Christmas special episode.
Yeah, the shows do that sometimes. It's just very strange. Like in their world, it's Christmas time, but like nothing indicated, I felt in the earlier episodes, that where they were, I guess it was snowing in a few episodes. They did snow, but that could be February. That could be October. That could be November. Right. Like you don't really truly know, but I mean, I'm not going to dive into it much because who cares? I just thought that when there's no soccer, I'm really full. I'm out on Ted Lasso. Yeah. Like I need
really.
I need the sports in there to keep me in.
It's not, yeah, I guess, but it's not a soccer show, right? I mean, it is. It is in a sense that like, yeah, all of the characters play soccer or whatever, but like it's not like Hard Knocks, which actually we should start probably watching now. It's football season, baby.
Yeah, I know. I watched it, but if you haven't, we can talk about it next week.
No. If you watch it, you can talk about it when we talk about it next episode. Is it because they haven't released all the episodes, right?
It's weekly.
Yeah. It's weekly. So I'll catch up on that. We'll talk about it next week. Now we're getting back to football, baby. I can't wait. Speaking of which, I'm later today making a purchase of a Nick Foles signed helmet. So,
oh my God! Wow, are you
serious? Yeah, baby. Yeah, because I was able to find this guy that had one and was willing to sell it to me at a very, very, very good price. So,
care to share the amount or no? Or ballpark?
I don't want to share that. Well, offline. I'll share it to you offline.
Okay. All
right. After the call, I'll let you know. I don't want to tell the public, you know, because if I say the amount, they'll be like, "Oh, you're only giving us $20 for this Amazon gift card." So
right, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
So finished Ted Lasso. I mean, like I said, it liked all episodes. Wasn't my favorite. It was just like Christmas was a little weird for me, yeah, but
I get that.
And thing about Christmas specials too is because it's, you have to make it all about Christmas, it stops the progression of the storyline for the rest of the season. That's so true. It's like an episode in a bubble. So like all the stuff I want. Yeah. So, like, all the stuff I wanted to know about, like, that was going to happen this season, or, like, you know, progress the story, like, it didn't happen this episode because it was all about.
Yeah, like, this would have been a good episode, like, because of they covered their sponsor with tape, like.
Yeah.
Expecting something big, and that's why it's just. Whatever.
Yeah, they put it on hold. Yeah. It was a fine episode. It was okay. It was a Ted Lasso episode. It was good. If you enjoy Ted Lasso, you'll definitely enjoy this one. And then the next one, which I actually have to finish and report back to you, but I started watching this documentary called The Loneliest Whale, Search for 52.
Okay, what's that?
So apparently in World War II, in an effort to better detect German subs, we issued like this government experiment to use sonar to like detect like subs and like noises of subs and things like that. During this time, they found this whale that speaks at a frequency of 52 hertz, and that's why they nicknamed it 52.
Okay.
But from all of their knowledge and research, no whale is able to hear that frequency. It's only this whale that's able to speak it. So they call it the loneliest whale. So the documentary is all about them gathering all of this information and trying to actually go find this new breed of whale. Like I said, I was watching this on the plane. It was one of those flight movies that I fell asleep during it because it was like, you know, 11 at night. So
I was
on a plane, so I was just out. But I definitely want to finish it because it's an interesting concept, because it's like a search for possibly a new species of whale that's completely unknown. As you watch it, the premise gets a little weaker because it's more about like, oh, we don't really know if it's just like, because they don't even like, as it goes on, like the whole premise is this is like a solitary whale, like it's an anomaly. And then as you go on, it's like, well, we only think it's anomaly because we don't know that much about whales in general, kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So, but I mean, again, it like, and also you always compare it to the other previous discoveries. I mean, just this past, you know, couple decades, we found out that giant squid actually really do exist. So like compared to that, a new breed of humpback whale is not like truly
mind-blowing.
But I mean, if you're interested in that type of stuff, which I always am, I mean, I'm a huge fan of like marine biology.
Oh, it's definitely very interesting because it's very unknown.
Yeah,
where is this live? Where can you watch it?
So I'm hoping I can finish it on Hulu. But I'm assuming you can probably get on Hulu or some platform. You could probably always rent it too. I haven't seen it anywhere other than this in-flight movies.
Wow. Okay. So this might be the loneliest documentary. It might not get watched. All right. I mean, hey, if it's on Hulu, I will definitely try to get to it this week. It does sound interesting to me. How long would you say it is?
190. I don't think it's like terribly long, so it's a classic.
190,
like one
hour 30.
Yeah, an hour 30.
Okay, all right. So that is
sorry. That 90 is minutes. 90 minutes. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. What about you, Brian? What you get into this week?
All right. So we will talk about Ted Lasso. I watched a little Mythic Quest. Didn't get as far as you. I finished Bad Batch. I know you're not watching it, but I know some people like this show. I like it. Again, I'm gonna still die on my hill that Omega runs the show and I can't stand it. I'm not gonna give away the ending if people want to watch it, because especially if you ever decide it, I'm fine with the wrap up. It was a two-part finale, which is good. I thought the action, it was pretty nice. Like, we're getting some people back on people's sides and then they like switch sides, so it was good. I liked it. I thought it was good. The second season, if they do it, probably will be equally as good. I started watching White Lotus on HBO Max, and I know this is something that I got to it like two or three weeks late, but the show was pretty good. I didn't get to watch the season finale yesterday. It came out on Saturday because Lou and I drove to visit a friend in Maryland, and we were there pretty much all day. So no time to watch anything, but it's a good show. If you haven't watched it, Lou, I suggest checking it out. It's about a couple couples and people visiting a hotel in Hawaii over a week span.
Okay.
And apparently somebody dies, but you don't know who it is. I haven't figured it out yet because I'm on episode 6, but the show starts with a guy like in the airport waiting to get board his flight. And they're like, oh, he was talking to somebody. It's like, oh, you're at that resort where somebody died. And he's like, oh, the body's on the plane. So you know it's somebody that flew in on the plane because you know that he's lying, but you don't know who died. Good show. Connie Britton's in it from like Friday Night Lights and things like that. Her husband, I don't know his name, but he was in like Sahara and like he's a goofy actor. I don't even remember his name, and this is bad because we're going to be on the audio platform, but he plays someone somewhat serious in this, and he's normally a goofball. Are you looking it up?
Yeah. Could it be Murray Bartlett?
Maybe. If you click on him, click on his IMDb. He's got like blonde hair.
Oh, no. That's not him.
Okay, so I'll just keep going. But the guy who's the manager of the hotel is like a funny he's a gay guy who has like he's got like a little bit of an attitude when he's like helping the guests, and it's pretty good. Stifler's mom is in it.
I saw that.
I don't know her name, but she'll always forever be Stifler's mom to me. And
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, she's actually pretty good in the show, like her acting of like being pretty dramatic, things like that.
Well, she is always a great actor. Character actor, she's in a lot of other things that like she's had a pretty like surgery. Are you talking about Steve Zahn?
Yeah, I think so.
Zahn. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Yeah, it's probably him.
Yeah.
Because he was in a lot of like.
It's funny, like you'll know him when you see him. He's got like that. There's a part in the movie or the show where he like kind of starts talking in that goofy voice he normally does, and you're like, I know this guy.
He's all serious,
but he's pretty good.
It's funny. You're right. As soon as you see him, you know exactly what he's in. And like, you're like, oh man, like I've definitely seen this dude in like a bunch of other things.
He was in that one movie where I think Justin Long was in it too, where they're like the nature people. That movie was funny, and he was really funny in it too.
All right, Strange Wilderness.
Yes, that is it.
There's a lot of funny people in that. I forgot Jonah Hill was in that.
Dude, great movie. I might have to find that on a streaming service just to watch it because that. If anyone hasn't seen that, you need to watch it. It is very, very funny. Just like I don't know, do they do drugs or so? One guy does drugs and on the animals, like
So I think that's Justin Long's character. Yeah, is like a huge pothead.
It's really good
because the scene I remember is like he does so much weed that his like he's like falling asleep.
Oh, and he has like does he have tattoos on his eyes? Yeah. That's right. All right, Lou, I'm watching that this week. That is a very funny movie. So, like, that's what you kind of get with the show. I think it's a really good show. 6 episodes. I'm excited to watch it tonight with Prez.
I'll hop on it next week.
It's really good. And another show I'm watching before we get into our main topic, and it's old, but it's just something I watch before bed on HBO Max, is Nathan For You.
I heard a lot. Our one friend of the pod, Tom, loves that show.
I've been a fan of it for years. It is so funny.
I've seen a couple episodes of that. One where he makes the convicts moving company. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and I just love where he just like and he it I was talking to Tom about this yesterday. It's the way that he just seems so like monotone and nonchalant when he comes up with these ideas of like he pitches it to the person and they're like, wait, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, I am. You don't think this is a good idea? And they're like, oh yeah, it sounds good. And then he like goes right into the pitch. It's just, man, it is a funny show. It is a really funny show. So if anyone hasn't seen that, it's old, it's great. You will laugh out loud. It's very fun.
It's a very, very funny show.
The depths of HBO Max, what they have is so much good stuff. Like
they're incredible. And it's crazy because I think in order to compete with Disney Plus, they just started trying to make deals for content, which I'm fine with. I mean, they have deals with Crunchyroll. They have deals with Adult Swim.
Right.
They have deals with TBS. Like, a lot of products are now under their domain, including the DC Universe, which, you know, I know.
I'm going to start watching some of those shows on there. Like, is it Teen Titans or what's that live action one? The new season?
Yeah, Teen Titans. Yeah, that's the. It's just called Titans. Okay. But it's based off the Teen Titans show. Yeah.
Is that a weekly show, Lou, or is it drop all at once?
I don't know how the new seasons work because that was a carryover show from the failed DC platform.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm assuming on that platform it dropped all at once, but HBO Max might do a weekly
thing. Weekly. All right. Maybe we should check that out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down. I'm just saying up front, there's a reason why I haven't watched it yet because I'm a stickler to, you know, actually, you know what? I'll give it a fair shot because we like The Flash and The Arrow. So, let's check it out.
Yeah, let's add to the list. We've gotten some good stuff today. Yep. Mr. Carmen or whatever that show is. Carson, yeah. So that'll be it. All right, before we get into our main topic of What If Marvel, we're going to take a quick commercial break for now.
Why spend 4 weeks planning your 1 week vacation? Let Cruise Planners simplify your life. Cruise Planners travel experts have been there and done that and can offer you the best deals and plan all your details. Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot by land or by sea. Contact Steve Del Carlino from Cruise Planners by calling 610-368-0908 or at DellsTravelCompany.com for the best vacations at the best value.
Okay, and we're back. Now we are going to talk about Marvel What If from Disney Plus. It's going to be a weekly show. And I think it's like a double-digit episode, like a lot of episodes, Lou. And we're going to start doing this weekly. And I'm actually very excited about it.
Yeah. So this episode, I think it could have been done better. And I always feel weird saying that, right? Because obviously, never have made a cartoon, never made a TV show, never shot anything outside this podcast is the extent of my content creating.
You are the anime snob, and this is kind of anime. So you have, I'm giving you the right to say what you're going to say.
So here's what I would say: is there's two things that I think they could have done better in this show. Is one, make Captain Carter a little bit different as far as her fighting style, because it essentially was Captain America's fighting style. I would like to see something different personalized to her.
Okay.
Because like they gave her the shield, like right off the back, whatever, I get it. It's iconic, but if you're going to revamp a character to not even like a different version of Captain America, because technically she's almost like a Captain Britain, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like that shield was, we see in this universe how the shield came to be, you know, in Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah.
Captain America, First Avenger. That wasn't there. So they could have played with that a little bit more, given her like a new weapon or something else. I do like the idea of the shield, especially if it fits well with the character, but and it does here in this case. He does. My biggest thing is like there wasn't enough distinction between, you know, Agent Carter and how she would handle having superpowers, and the difference between how Steve Rogers handled it, right? Like, because if you're gonna have fun with exploring this what if question, then don't just make it, oh, what if Captain America was a girl? Because that's essentially all they did. It should have been more personalized to, you know, Agent Carter as a person and like her backstory and how that influenced how she would act as a superpowered, you know, Captain Carter, not just make it the female version of Steve Rogers. You know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying. It's fair to think that. I think maybe if this was a longer product, that maybe would have done that. The time restraint probably might have been the issue there. They're just trying to, I think what they did there, Lou, is they wanted to just get that part over with where she gets the serum, and then they get right into the point of the difference of what happens if she had it.
Right.
That's what they're going to do on these episodes, which I never really read these. I've only read a few of these comics, like the What Ifs, and I honestly, like, I was only gravitating towards characters I actually, like, really enjoyed, so I always would ignore, like, Captain America stuff or things like that. I was always going for, like, Spider-Man What Ifs and, like Venom What Ifs, like those, or Wolverine, like those interest me more, but I know these exist. I don't know if this exact one exists. They could have tweaked it a little bit as we get to like the plot point of this episode. But I think, I don't know the source material deeply on this episode.
Right. And Hayley Atwell, who is the actual actress from the Captain Marvel movies, and they actually had their own spinoff show for a while, which I enjoyed.
I actually never watched that, and I feel like I should.
Yeah, it was around the same time as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, it was on that network.
It was Agent Carter.
Right? Yo, let's talk about this real quick. Because we were just looking at the IMDb. They really just essentially just had the movie of Captain America and just brought all those people to the anime voices, which I think is really, really cool.
Right. The only one that didn't do it, which I didn't know. So Josh Keaton played Steve Rogers, and I'm assuming that's because Chris Chris Pines didn't want to do this and is done with the Marvel Universe possibly. What I would say is, but like Samuel L. Jackson is
very he's only had like one sentence, which is crazy. He's gonna be in a lot of these. He'll be present in pretty much all of these episodes, I think.
What I think is there's going to be draws, pros and cons with this, but I think they're going to use this to kind of jumpstart and gap a lot of the things that we're seeing in in the multiverse, and all these changes.
Yeah.
Right. So we already know that Captain Carter is going to be in the new Doctor Strange movie. It's going to show up. Right. So this is a good introduction for her. They don't want to dedicate too much, time. Animation is cheap.
Yeah.
You only really need to pay the actors the voice time. I mean, and you can get a lot of different artists that you're going to underpay because there's like unknown to do animation. Mm. So like comparatively, like it's going to be a great way to introduce all of these cool concepts that we're going to need to deal with in the multiverse.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I think that's what this main show is about. It's going to be interesting to see how many people are going to follow up with this and how deeply they're going to rely on this content to explain what's going on in the cinematic universe,
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think some of the things that happened in this, like, kind of could give you some clues of, especially for Doctor Strange.
Right.
I don't want to go there until you're done with your points about this, because you have a good point here.
Right. Oh, and also, I mean, and maybe it's just male machismo, but I would have liked to see Steve Rogers either shift, or they just made him an Iron Man, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess. It's the only way to really gap and still have him involved.
Right.
But you got to think, because Agent Carter was like an attractive woman before she had the super serum. Like Steve Rogers was a skinny kid that no one wanted. And then you got to feel bad for him after his one hope for love gets sucked into the void. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Just, Steve, sorry. You're shorter than most women. And women don't like men that are shorter than them. So.
Yeah, you still don't get to have sex, Steve.
Yeah. You're relegated
to any timeline. You're not going to have sex with Peggy.
Look, we had steroids to fix this, and you know what? Now we had these little blue vials of serum that could have fixed this for you, but you screwed it up.
I know. It's funny that like that's the constant in the Marvel universe.
It's funny. I mean, do you think we're going to see a shift with than an introduction of a skinny Steve Rogers that could possibly pick up the banner for Captain America?
I hope not. I don't want to see
that. Yeah, same. It was so sad. Talk about a literal shell of his former self.
Right.
You know, because like Captain Carter was a competent badass in her own way. I mean, like you said, she had her own spinoff of a TV show that like was pretty successful, had a couple seasons. So like, you know, she at least, I'm assuming, had a very prominent career afterwards, like working at S.H.I.E.L.D. and all this stuff after. And Steve is like, you didn't even make a suit. Like at least Iron Man and Tony Stark made his suit. Like that's where it all is.
He was given these gifts. All right, real quick before we dive more into the, I want to say like the Watcher. I like the voice choice for as Jeffrey Wright. I think that's really good. Like his voice fits like what the Watcher is. I guess this one's only gonna have a single Watcher.
Yeah.
You know anything about them?
The Watchers?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
So essentially, they're like these big headed, like blockhead aliens, and like their point is to just watch over the like the course of the universe, like the things that happen. Like they can never, their whole point is they can't intervene. Okay. And I know there's many comics where they do intervene and like it causes like, they only really like, I think there's one where like Thanos, they intervened on that and stuff like that. Like the whole point is they're not supposed to intervene.
I'm trying to think, because there is a lot of these type characters where it's just like a big floating head type of deal in a lot of, I know DC has a villain like that. I know Ninja Turtles has like
Krang.
Has similar type things. So I'm trying not to confuse this, but I'm trying to think, do we see a Watcher? Is there a Watcher villain?
In Marvel?
Marvel, yeah.
No, well, like remember, Stan Lee is technically a Watcher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's that's like the theory, because he's in all the movies. And there's a scene in Guardians of the Galaxy where they're like, you remember where they're like bouncing around?
Right.
And like going through the ship and their eyes are getting all weird. They go through a Watcher portal and there's a couple Watchers talking to Stan Lee. So that was a theory that Stan Lee is a Watcher because he's always there, present in like all situations, which is actually a pretty cool idea if that's actually true. And I think it actually might be true.
I would have loved to see them like confirm that in a movie. I think that's a very cool concept.
We might even be wrong. I think they could have. I mean, I'll have to look into that and maybe drop a pick in if I'm wrong. But
yeah.
Pretty sure they did. But they've done a pretty – I mean, I trust them to actually have taken care of that. But
right.
I like that casting. I think his voice is very like, I didn't remember his name when I was watching it, but I knew exactly who he was. Like his voice is very good for that, especially that role.
And just not to get too ahead of ourselves, because we're obviously going to be talking about this weekly. I mean, they got a lot of great cast too. We won't get too much in the details, but we'll talk about it as it goes on. But yeah, I mean, so I really enjoyed the concept of the show. The first episode, like I said, I have some questions about. I would have liked, and you know what it is, and this is a great problem to have it's a kind of a really great criticism is like, I wanted more, not less, of this show, which means that I really enjoyed it, right? Like it poses a lot of episodes, questions, right?
Yeah,
like I would have liked, you know, an hour long, and I know it's a lot to ask, but I would have liked an hour long of this episode.
That's
so they
true.
Get a little that's, bit that's more into point. Like, I'm all about the development story. So I would like to see like a little bit more about like how she deals with, you know, the misogyny of 1940, you know?
When she's live action in this Doctor Strange, I'm sure they might mention pop a joke in there or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a comment. But what I want to say about that, because the tie in with Doctor Strange is, and I actually mentioned him I don't even know if it's him, that entity last week, the octopus.
Yeah.
I think that's Shumo Gorath. I mentioned him last week. He's like a villain of Doctor Strange, and maybe he's the villain of this entire because he like flips through dimensions. And that like kind of got me like kind of chub, like Six of Midnight.
Yeah.
Like I really like this character. Like he's really cool. And if that's the tie-in with Doctor Strange, like he may be like something where the multiverse of madness, like the portals open, all these people, but like he comes out and like wreaks havoc on everything like that. So that, I don't know. That's not confirmed. I didn't see his face. Like we just saw the tentacles, but The character has
green, indication.
Has green tentacles and things like that. And, like, sucks. I don't know if he did he crush Red Skull or did he pull him in?
I think he just pulled him in. Okay. So I think Red Skull could be alive.
I love Red Skull, man. I know. I think he's a cool villain. I don't like when he gets killed off and things like that.
Yeah.
All right. So we had to take a quick break unexpectedly real quick. Lou got his care package that he was actually just talking about, which is actually turns out to be really cool. Nice little Big Dick Nick.
Nick Foles.
I actually like that helmet a lot, Lou. It's cool.
Dude, I saw the black helmet. I was like, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
I really like that. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, this might be a little jumbly getting back in, but I think I was talking about Chumo Gorath being the main villain on the maybe the Doctor Strange movie and this entire show. Like, we're going to see – we'll probably get a better idea, like, because next episode is Black Panther being Star-Lord. And then the following one is if Loki, like, took over Earth or he just comes to Earth. I don't know exactly what that one's going to be, but those are the first two before the release. Like, we kind of know the plot. And I think it's going to be good. And it's probably going to be Chadwick Boseman, I think, voice acting, which is nice. Like,
yeah, I think that's confirmed. I mean, it's obviously sad for obvious reasons.
Yeah, it is sad.
But
he was good. He was good Black Panther.
He was, I mean, almost on the level of
Tony?
Yeah, I mean Iron Man. I was gonna say Captain America. I was considering putting Chris Pine in there as like an iconic, like Chris Pine, Iron Man. Like,
yeah,
those two are like fit the character.
Yeah,
but I mean, I really, honestly, it's really just Iron Man. I could replace Chris Pine with another.
I'm sure.
Buff like,
yeah, Tony. Robert Downey Jr. is just incredible for that role. Just.
Right. Even, right. I felt the same way for Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, he was good. He was really good. It sucks because, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that. We're going to have to see, but we'll see what that happens with the show. Maybe that might tie in, like, how they could replace him.
I'm hoping. I can't decide with that, you know, not to get too far off topic. I can't decide whether I want them to revamp the character, right? Like, admit that the original Black Panther has died somehow.
Yeah,
and
which happens.
Pass the baton on to someone,
right?
Or just recast. I don't know which one I want.
Yeah, you know? I mean the character. It's a mantle. Like I think, it would make somewhat sense if they said he died. But like, it stinks that like it had they had nothing to like
do with
the off screen, like an off screen death.
Right. Which is like.
It sucks, but what are they going to do? There's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just more the bigger tragedy here is we lost someone like Chadwick Boseman, who was a fantastic actor.
Very sad. Definitely don't like that.
And to be honest, like, I mean, did you know, like, during the shooting of like Black Panther and all that stuff?
No,
like,
I didn't. Just, I mean, like, I don't think anybody knew. That's why
it was just like a complete surprise, like that, like, oh, he was struggling for this for so long.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring it down, but
no, it's all right. I mean, it's an important topic that I mean we're gonna get him hopefully at least one or two or three of these episodes. Like
I saw four on IMDb. Oh, okay, so
very cool, very cool, awesome.
I'm
excited for the show, Lou.
Like I said, really good. You know, before we had to take a break, I mean, I wanted more of this show than
You're gonna get it. Just not in the segment length of each episode that you.
Want. Yeah. We're gonna get more of the show. I just like. I would really like to explore because I'm a what if type of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you pose a scenario, I'm gonna be like, well, what if? You know, kind of thing. So like, this is like right up my alley. Of like,
it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
I just hope they get a little bit more in depth with like the what ifs than we saw today, which I get. I mean, it was 25 minutes, so it's hard to.
I think when they get past the plot points of major characters, I think it'll be better.
Yeah,
it's not like I didn't like the episode. I just the points of like the what ifs that I really want to see, where they're like completely different. I think they're going to be like in the middle of the season when they get like the star power out.
Right.
I think it'll be better there.
Well, you have to set up. You're essentially constructing a completely new universe.
Yep.
Right. So like you have to set up all your main players before you can get to anything deep and meaningful or interesting. Right. So like I'm okay with this introduction of Captain Carter is this, but she's only in one episode, it looked like. So
yeah, so that probably maybe for the movie setup. Like they maybe might be doing a lot of these heavy ones that could be in the new movie coming out.
Right.
Which I get because they want to build it and like you can just be like, oh, you're not sure? Refer to Disney Plus, whatever.
Right. Buy more of our products, please. Watch more of our products, please.
You know, but if people care about that movie a lot, they're watching the show, so they don't even really need to advertise it heavy.
I mean, like I said, it was a case of I wanted more, not less of this show. So I mean, it's obviously a great time.
Right. And Lou, like, I think endless source material. So like, it's not a show that's they can just end after.
Right. One. Right. You can like, do whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that everything here is canon, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, I think it might be
in the movies.
Very cool. Very good. I like what Disney Plus has given us this year.
Yeah. Yeah. On a side note, to the other franchise, that major franchise, I saw Bill, the Scene Invaders and the Reality Guys podcaster, that's our brother over there, posted that the 6 new Star Wars movies were released. Or
I didn't see that, but you're breaking.
I think he posted it or someone else posted it. I just wanted to see if you saw that, and then I should have brought this up with Bad Batch, but like, if you think any of the Bad Batch characters are going to now be in the Star Wars movies.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It could translate. They're just people in helmets most of the time. So,
yeah. I mean, if we're going to start interplaying this role of, you know, I mean, especially since they're all under the, you know, Mickey Mouse umbrella now.
Right. Right.
You know, if one show is going to do it where they're adapting movie information from animated shows, you never know what's going to happen with Star Wars, which I actually think it can help, because there's a lot of people out there that like Bad Batch, like Clone Wars.
They have people in charge that I trust to deliver on the product. So I'm happy with what we – I'm very happy with what we watched this week, even though it was light. Like, I think it's going to be a pre – and, Lou, this is like – we got like 20 weeks of this. So, like, we're going to have a nice thing to theorize about every week, which I think is good. It's good for the show. It's good for us watching. Right. I think it's good. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, same.
All right. Let's wrap it up, because I think we're pretty much done here. Yep. I want to thank everyone for listening. If you could like subscribe on the YouTube, the Twitter, the Instagram, our Facebook, we have a Scene Invaders lunch table that is pretty popular. We didn't have a call this week because a lot of us were the admins of the group were away, but I'm pretty sure next week it'll be back to the norm. And maybe Lou and I will be there. Not sure. We've been pretty busy, but we're going to keep trying every week to get there and talk to people. But we appreciate everyone listening. We'll talk to you guys next week. See you guys.
Oh, thank you.